in all areas. The shaking and the quaking is causing a lot of stir up. It's causing a lot of awakening. People are being rescued from hell, and some people are going to hell. Hallelujah. But those who choose to follow the King will be rescued. You know, the sacrifice of praise is so vital. You know what I mean? Without God's presence, we're nothing. You know, the Bible tells us, forsake not to assemble. Why? I mean, you hear me say this all the time. Why? So that we can get refreshed and renewed in the corporate worship. You know? Nothing comes without a price. Nothing. You have to pay for everything. There isn't anything free in this world. Jesus paid the price for us. Amen? And we need to pay the price to maintain what he gave us. Because if you're not willing to pay the price to maintain, you lose it. And we know that false doctrine's out there that once saved, always saved, because that's not from God. You can't serve the devil and expect to enter heaven. It ain't going to work. That's why he gave us the Word. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come and convict and lead us and guide us. And then he releases his presence and the anointing to overcome all things. But if we're not consistent in things, then we're not awakened things. Amen? So we must be consistent in doing these things and staying in connected so that we stay awake. Because many people are drifting and falling asleep. They become comfortable and complacent. They become self-centered. And when people become self-centered, God does another shaking. Always. You know, there's that area where he says you must deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. Denying ourselves is a constant battle. You know, just think what we would do without mirrors. Hallelujah. We probably live longer. Hallelujah. Why? Because self is always in the mirror. And then people spend more time in self than they do in the kingdom. You know, time is special. And there's time for time. In other words, there's a time of exchange. We exchange time. I mean, there's a sacrifice in everything. Why? Because it's not about sacrifice. It's about the area of price, being willing to pay the price. We come in and worship together. What is it? Remember that last song was sacrifice of praise. So we've taken the time. We've exchanged time away from ourself to honor him. Does everybody get it? That's what we call a loss for gain. Does everybody get it? It's a loss for gain. Why? Because you're denying yourself. You're losing, in other words, you're willing to lose your time. I mean, how many times you drive into church, you see people washing their car out there, mowing the lawn, you know, taking the dog for a walk. They're doing all kinds of stuff, but fellowshipping. You know why? They're not willing to exchange their loss of time for his time. And this is where it depends your level of relationship. Again, many people say they love Jesus, but they're not really in love with him. Or they'd be exchanging their time for his time. John 3, 16. For God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes, which means follow, amen, in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in him or who does not follow him is condemned already because he's not believed or followed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they may have been done in God. God even himself gave himself a loss for what? Gain. We live a life of loss for gain all the time, no matter what's going on. Loss for gain. Loss for gain. Why? Because you're not putting yourself first. When you put when you begin to put gain for loss, then you're in trouble. Why? Because the end result is loss. Always is. Turn to Matthew 16, verse 24. And Jesus said to his disciples, are you his disciples? Amen. That means you're a believer and follower, right? If anyone desires to come after me or follow me, let him what? Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. That is so profound, isn't it? Think about it. That doesn't stop. That's in everything we do. That is the rule. That is the command. That's the law. For whoever desires to save his life will what? Lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will what? Find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom. Again, what good is it to gain the world and lose your soul? So if you're willing to lose the world, you will gain your soul. Amen? It's loss for gain. We are in a time of such great transition. The world is changing and it will never be the same. And we must be in that place where we're willing to lose to gain. You know, if God tells you, look at, give away this, don't hesitate. Why? Because he's got something better. Make sure it's God. I've had people come up to me and tell me, oh, God told me that you're to give me this. Oh, really? Come out. Liar. You know, God confirms everything. Amen? But again, there's times when he may tell you to do something or ask you to do something, but most of the times it's tell you. But he is very gentle many times, but he knows there's something important he'll tell you. I need you to do this. And it's like he's asking you, but he's saying, I need you to do because you're doing it for him, but he's actually doing it for you. And then it may seem like, man, you know what? I don't know if I can give this up. But he's saying, if you give it up, if you lose it, I got something better. If you lose it, I got something better. And again, this is what we're seeing in the whole world. People are fighting for their lives. They're fighting. They're in survival mode. They're not in surrender mode. The whole world is going through a loss to gain. But it's a great gain. And those who are not willing to lose are not going to gain. Amen? They're going to try and protect themselves, hold on to themselves. I mean, people are talking about how to save all their money and do this with the money and whatever. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Amen? God gives us wisdom. And that's what we need. We need the wisdom from above, not from the earth. Because the wisdom from the earth that's already invested in everything that they have and not invest in the kingdom. Or the things that God has ordained to invest in. And this is where we must be careful. This is where we must be close. This is where we must have confirmation and fellowship. It's important. Amen? Proverbs 1, verse 14. casting your lot among us. Is everybody there? All right. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for what? Grain. This is called gain. This is called illegitimate gain. Amen? In other words, it's done wrong way, wrongfully. It takes away the life of its what? Owners. Wow. People don't realize that ill-gotten or illegitimate gain is going to destroy someone. Because it's really not loss. I mean, it's not, in other words, there isn't a place of sacrificing something. It's taking something without losing anything or paying for it. So they're doing it and cheating. All these individuals that are getting busted for all these crypto things and that are illegal, and they're burning people and these scams and all of this stuff, billions of dollars. Man, now they're finding more and more billions of dollars all over the place. Oh, this was lost. Oh, they lost $1 trillion. How do you lose $1 trillion? That's $1 trillion. You lost $1 trillion? Oh, no, I lost $2 trillion. Oh, how did you lose $2 trillion? It was stolen. It was given away. It was something. But again, all these ill-gotten gains were gained to someone else. But see, for them, it was a loss because they gave it, but then they knew they were getting it in return. But it was ill-gotten. It was not godly. It wasn't according to God's ways. In other words, people were being hurt from it. And it's still happening now. All of these things are being exposed, aren't they? When we were younger, and sometimes our parents wanted something better for us than what they had, which should be good, you know. So I remember friends of mine that they couldn't out and play, couldn't go play football or go do something after school because they had to go practice their instrument or do something specifically. And their parents were doing this so that they would have some building the talent just, you know, for down the road. In other words, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And then after many, many years gone by, I see many of them have been successful in either instrument or school or a talent or a special trade school or whatever it was that they went and learned. Well, I was out playing. Said, man, then I'd run down them years later, man, what's going on? And they'd be wealthy and all of this other stuff, and I was still doing my thing. Wealthy one week, poor the next, you know. But anyways, in this, because they, what did they do? They sacrificed that time to gain. So there was a loss for gain, a loss for gain, a loss for gain. And we've got to look at these things. When people come into the discipleship house, that's a loss for gain. Amen? Much gain. People don't realize how much gain there is. It's gain of life, gain of so much more gain. When Jesus comes into our life and we surrender our life, and what did we say? Okay, well, I'm losing my life for gain. That's an everyday thing. It doesn't stop. But see, this is where the world fights you to restore your loss. Why? So you can't gain. Does everybody get it? See, they want you to protect your loss. It doesn't matter what you lost. We're looking, because why? We live from the future, not the past. We're not living from the present. We're living in the present, but we don't live from the present. We live from the future, not the past, not the things that we have. We live out of God's promises and out of His Word. And we're to build pathways and platforms for His glory. Amen? Philippians 3, verse 7. What things were what? Gained to me, these I have counted loss for what? Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Now think about this. I've counted all things loss, even all the education, all the things I've had of the world. Look at Paul, who was Saul, who became Paul. He was greatly educated. He was the religion of the religion. He knew all the law. He knew everything. He actually believed he was serving God, even when he was going out and killing Christians. He believed he was doing the right thing until he found the right thing. Then he was willing to lose it all. His title, all of the knowledge, everything. He was willing to lose it all to continue to gain Christ. Not just that one moment, but to grow more and more and more and learn more and more about Christ. Why? Because the more you get into the deepness of Christ, the more you lose more of yourself. And it says, and be found in him. Look at that, verse 9. And be found where? In him. Not having my own righteousness, which was from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. In other words, Paul was wanting to gain so much more of and lose so much more. He wanted to get rid of so much of himself and everything associated with self, emotional self, everything, so that he can gain Christ. He wanted to be so emptied that Christ would possess him fully. Hallelujah. Psalm 60 and verse 9. Who will bring me to the strong city, and who will lead me to Adam? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off, and you, O God, who did not go with our armies? Give us help from this, from trouble, for the help of man is what? Useless. Through God we will do valiantly. Oh, yes. For it is he who shall tread down our armies, our enemies. That means we're going to have great victory. Everyone say great victory. See, so for this loss we will gain great victory. What does the Bible say? The battle belongs to who? The Lord. And what happens when you praise and worship? The Lord what? Ambushes your enemies. Amen. So if you're not praising and worshiping God, the enemies are making a way to attack. They're setting traps. But as you praise and worship the Lord ambushes your enemies, snares them in their own traps while you escape safely. Amen. Psalm 90 and verse 11. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days that we may gain what? A heart of wisdom. That we may gain a what? Heart of wisdom. Psalm 119, verse 104. Through your precepts I gain what? I get what? Understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Listen, without the wisdom and understanding, you'll easily be deceived. And then you won't know the false way. See, this is where many people are falling into so many false ways right now. In Proverbs 28:23, he who what? Rebukes a man will find more favor afterwards than he who flatters what? With the tongue. Yeah. I mean, y'all want favor. We all want favor. Amen? Gain favor. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride will bring him what? Low. In other words, shame. Humility. But the humble in spirit will retain honor. So those who are prideful, shame. Those who are humble, honor. Amen. Remember, works can't save you. Amen. Works don't save you. Your relationship saves you. So if we are willing to, again, exchange time for time, so many times people aren't willing to take time to pray. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but on everything in prayer and supplication. They wonder why they get in trouble. They're not willing to take that time or to search things out. But the fear caused them to skip. Think about that. It's skip. That's how the enemy works. Causes them to skip the seek and find out. The Bible says, seek and you'll what? Find. Amen. So many people are anxious. They're too anxious by fear, because fear is anxious. And they skip that time so they can exchange their time for God's time and get wisdom, understanding, and see things through. And this is especially now, because what the enemy is trying to really do is bring as much fear as possible. There's threats of World War III, and they're going to arrest Trump, and they're going to arrest Putin. And I mean, all of this is a bunch of crap. I mean, it really is. It's just fear factors. That's all it is. We're not headed into World War III. Hello? It isn't time for any of this yet. We're still in the transition of birth pain. What's the birth pain? We're birthing a new era. Exposing the wickedness, pushing them out of the way so the kingdom of Christ can come for a period of time. Why? For the last harvest, before he releases it to the enemy. And when he releases it to the enemy, it's because he's going to use the enemy to destroy those who came against him. But in the meantime, we are in a time of plenty and a time of famine, which will run parallel together. Those are outer darkness will fall into famine. Those who are holy place will fall into prosperity. Why? Because the wealth of the wicked must be exchanged into the hands of the righteous. Why? Because we are at the Joseph ministry also, where places will be established to rescue those who've been taken captive and lost. God desires to not lose anyone, but everybody has a free will. And in that free will, they've chosen not to exchange time. They've chosen not to lose anything for a selfish, you know, they chose not to lose the world for their own gain. Amen? Does everybody get it? What does he say? Those who want to follow me must what? Deny themselves. They've chose not to really seek out to find the truth. They chose to shut their ears and not hear. They made those choices. And at the end, look at how many people have died mocking God. I mean, you see it on YouTube all the time. Oh, this person mocked God. You're going to see more and more of this happen. There is people that they were not even, of course, the media is not going to show you any of that because they're mockers of God. But they'll all be exposed. And the spirit of death will come through. Right now, God is sealing his people. He's sealing those who do take the time, who are willing for loss, for gain. He's sealing them before he releases the angel of death to come forth. But the angel of death will come. And many people will die. And I mean, look at how many people have died already through the world. It will increase. But they won't tell you that. But we must be willing to lose for gain, no matter what it is. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access. Everyone say, have access. By faith into this plan or grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Very powerful. Amen. We gain access. We gain access. In fact, we're the only ones that gain access to the throne of God. These are things that we gain for losses. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is what? Proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is means of gain. From such withdraw yourselves. Now godliness with contentment is what? Great gain. Yeah. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be what? Content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with what? Many sorrows. Why? Because they were willing to do anything to gain except for loss. Loss. Loss of what? Loss of self. This was all selfish gain, not a purpose of gain. In other words, heck, I want everybody to be rich and wealthy in the body of Christ. But I only want those that know how to use God's finances. Because if they don't know how to use God's finances, I want them to be blessed, but not wealthy. Because it'll be distributed in the wrong way. Those that are wealthy will distribute accordingly, according to God's way. But those who are not connected in the Spirit with the Lord, their wealth will be distributed in the wrong way. Amen? Luke 6, verse 20. Jesus lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for yours shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil. For the Son of Man's sake, rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. Indeed, your reward is what? Great in heaven. For in like manner, their fathers did to the prophets." Again, this is called great reward. Why? Because they didn't react, they responded. See, the enemy's always trying to get you to react. But these are all responses, not reactions. There's great reward in not reacting. There's great reward in not reacting, but there's great reward in responding. What are you responding to? According to what God says. Not according to your emotions, not according to your flesh, according to what God says. I know it's hard when the Lord says, if they slap you on one cheek, slap them on another. Amen? Let them slap you on the other. I told you it was hard. Amen? Praise God. Psalm 19, in verse 7. The law of the Lord is what? Perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than fine gold. Yes, than much fine gold. sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is what? Warned. And keeping them, there is what? There's a great reward. We learned the ways. There was no more. Let's give more. Let's give all we can. But we want to be led, not just give. Amen? You don't just give to something. I don't just give to someone. I don't give to people that are begging on the streets all the time unless the Lord tells me to. Believe me, because some of them have safes buried right next to them, and they're just stuffing that safe right there. If you want to go out and run around and try and sell me a flower, go get a stinking job. Anyways, I ain't going there. Hallelujah, be a salesperson. Proverbs 3. So honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats overflowing with new wine. Yes! My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Yes. Lean not on your own understanding. That's all, you know, that's where we got to come out of that old way of thinking. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the what? Discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to what? All perfection. Yes. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance. In other words, God has to do that. Since they have crucified again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated receives blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and berries, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Again, moving on to what? Perfection. Perfection. Can you move on to perfection if you're not willing to do a loss for gain? No. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Therefore what? Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. In other words, come out from among the world. Amen. And we're going to close at 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever and ever and ever. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. By which we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all these things. You know all things. Why? You're connected. Everyone say, I'm connected. We need to be disconnected from the world to be connected to the eternal. It's a process. It's called loss for gain. Loss for gain. Whatever you're going through, loss. Think about that. Loss for gain. Am I willing to give up my time? Am I willing to give up this for gain? Amen. Listen, there's another thing. Don't get caught in an argument. Just let it go. It's called loss for gain. Amen. It's useless. You know, somebody's always going to, the enemy's always going to try to pick an argument with you. Loss for gain. Even Jesus didn't get into the argument with the devil when he was tempted. He said, it's written. Amen. So don't get arguments. Amen. Because right now the enemy is all over trying to cause conflict. He's provoking big time. The fiery darts are released from the powers of darkness everywhere. Everywhere. He's trying to cause trouble, and he's doing a very good job to those who are not connected. Lost for gain. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you. We ask that you seal this word and prepare us for loss for gain in everything we do. For your glory, honor, and praise, in Jesus' name. Amen.